Good morning. We welcome you to our service on this a beautiful day that we gather to worship here at South Norfolk Baptist Church. We'd like to welcome our visitors and guests. If you're not a member and are visiting with us in our congregation, would you please raise your hand and keep it up until our ushers can find you and give you a visitor's card that we'll ask you to fill out, that we may have a record of your visit with us here today. Once again, we do welcome each and every one of you. I'd ask you if you would turn to your bulletin for a few announcements at this time. I have some important announcements. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, our deacons will have their monthly meeting. This meeting has been moved up a week, so I call this to the attention of all of our deacons tomorrow evening at 7:30 for our deacons meeting here at the church. Tuesday morning, our extension department will be meeting. I've been asked to announce that if anyone would like to volunteer to work with our extension department, would you please meet with us Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock if you would like to help in our homebound work. We do need one or two people to help us in our visitation for our extension department. So if you would meet with us at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. Now, the next two announcements you see, I have a little clarification on, so bear with me. First of all, you see Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock WMU meeting. That's not so. So just forget it. There will be no WMU meeting here Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Now let's back up to Tuesday night. Baptist women's groups will meet at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening instead of 7:30. The groups themselves will be meeting at 7 o'clock here at the church. Your installation service will follow your group meetings. So that is a clarification that I have on those two announcements. I hope you got those straight. I think I do. 7 o'clock for the group meetings on Tuesday evening for our WMU, and that will be followed by your installation service. All right, I see some heads shaking. Thank you. On Wednesday evening, be our prayer service at 7:30, and also our annual church business meeting will be coming up this Wednesday evening. That'll be at 7:30, so you come and be with us as we vote on those people who our nominating committee and our deacons have contacted to be our workers for the coming year in Sunday school and our church committees, and possibly other items that we bring before you this time. But it's our annual church business meeting this Wednesday evening at 7:30. Now, the next announcement you see is very important, I feel. It's Sunday School Revival Preparation Week. That will be beginning next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Our 11 o'clock worship service will be the beginning of our Sunday School Preparation Week. Reverend Rod Hale, you've seen in your messenger, Associate Secretary in the Department of Teaching and Training for the Virginia Baptist General Board, will be with us as our guest director. He'll be preaching in both services next Sunday and leading a general session for our Sunday school workers and all others who would like to come and take part in this activity. So we urge you to take part in this activity for our Sunday School Revival Preparation Week. At this time, Mr. Warren Prescott will come. He has an announcement, maybe some presentations he'd like to make at this time.
First of all, I'd like to say I think this is the last time we're going to be up here this year for the softball team. Just wanted y'all to know that. We have... Okay. Preacher said the Yankees going to take it. We have three more trophies to present, but before we present them, we'd just like to know what y'all... let y'all know what we went through to get them. We started off back in May, and we played in every kind of weather you can think of. It's cold and cool. Got hot to hotter to Richmond. Boys can tell you it was sizzling. It's like being on a grill. We played everywhere you can think of, even Ocean View, Oceana, Great Bridge, Prince's Anne, and we also played in Richmond one time. And there's also one group of people we like to thank. It's the wives and the girlfriends for putting up with us being gone two or three nights a week on Saturdays and Sunday afternoons, and forgive us for the uncut grass, the unpainted houses, and I'm talking about myself and that. And all the things that get done, we'd like to give them a big thank you. Okay, and the last three trophies, we've got a total of seven or eight this year, and we presented all but these last three. We've got three of our ball players here going to ask to come down. I'll call them. When they all get here, they all put them over here so you can see them after church. It's the last three we got. Okay, Don Wilbur is going to come down front. He has our church metro qualifying tournament. It's one we won with a 4-0 record. Okay, Kevin has the second place trophy for the Chesapeake Church Tournament. I think that was the last tournament we were in, okay? And Bob Hanley has the trophy I guess you could say we'd be most proud of. It's the South Norfolk Indian River Church League trophy, which we won with a 19-1 record. It's about the best record anybody's had in, you know, who knows when. But we'd just like to thank y'all for putting up with us in these presentations and everything. And all these trophies will be in the library if anybody would like to see them all. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you, fellas. I'd just like to say that we finished the year where I think, if I'm correct, we had something like a 52-19 record. Played about 71 games this year. Thank y'all.
We do recognize our young men and they have participated in our softball throughout the summer, and we are indeed proud of them. I'd like to ask you to stand at this time as we sing our doxology as we call ourselves to worship this morning.
Dear Lord, as we gathered here and assemble in this house dedicated to worship, knowing that thy presence is with us, may we be empowered in special ways to consider our own lives, our own relationships with thee, with others, and may this be a time of real blessing that we shall be able to go out and respond in a positive way. God, surely bless my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join us now as we sing hymn 357. Hymn number 357, Take My Life and Let It Be.
I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Mark 12, 28 verse. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceived that he had answered them well, asked him, which of the first commandment and is the first of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And then Jesus saw, when he saw that he had answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that dare ask him any question. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we unite our hearts in prayer? And I'm sure that you want to be prayerful today for many things and needs. Shall we bow for a time of meditation? Dear Lord, answer our prayers, the burdens of our hearts and minds. Accept these as we have lifted them up before Thee. And may Thy mercy be gracious toward us as we have earnestly petitioned Thee in behalf of some special need today. We recognize today that we are God's favorite people. We know that from what the Bible tells us, what we've experienced, that God had a chosen people, and those who would accept that first commandment and honor Him as the one God. And today we recognize this, and we pray that Thou shalt bless us in special ways. We know in our hearts that You have given us even greater privileges as Christians. You have conferred upon us large opportunities and responsibilities. We would search our hearts that we might be truly, completely in line with the mind of Christ, as we understand that God does have favorites, and yet He is impartial as He opens the gospel to all who will receive it. We remember how the hymn writer wrote, Whosoever heareth, shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. The same loving invitation exists today. May there be some who will hear and some who will be gladly blessed. Take the problems of our homes, our hearts, our sick, our suffering, our grieved, and bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to a hymn is hymn 364. Hymn number 364. We'll stand and sing all three stanzas of Yield Not to Temptation.
Father, we thank Thee for this day. We thank Thee for the blessings that You have blessed us with. Help us now as we share from our pocketbooks that which Thou has enabled us to obtain. The tithes and offerings that will multiply the usefulness of the gospel message and Thy church. In Jesus' name, amen. have a scripture text from Mark chapter 12, verse 34. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. I have a subject, don't die on third. People leave the ball stadium. We won. All the excitement. We won. All the cheerleaders. Everybody. No baseball game is won on third base. Thousands are ready to cheer when we cross home plate. Now the man who gets on third base does not always cross the plate. There may be some loafing. There may be some grandstanding. But he has one thought in mind, that he will be able to cross home plate. Bob Terrell, who used to write for the Asheville newspaper, wrote a story about Lefty Gomez, who used to coach a team up in New York in 1940. But he had a catcher, Derringer, who had a very poor memory. The catcher could not remember anybody's name, but he could remember numbers. And so when a pitcher would get ready for that day, the pitcher would say, well, how do we pitch? Old Kowalski. Well, the catcher would say, well, what's his number? He's number 15. Well, you pitch him high and tight. Well, how about Bernstein? Well, what's his number? His number's 24. Well, you pitch him low and away. So he memorized all the numbers. He knew everybody's number. And this one day, a team was playing, and this guy by the name of Maples was on third base, and something happened, and he came in. He slid, but he missed the plate. He didn't touch the plate. So the catcher took the ball, went over to the dugout, and started going down the row, looking at numbers. And finally Maples, way down on the end, decided what was happening, and he sprang out of the dugout and headed back to home plate. Well, the catcher turns and he sees the pitcher had come down, and so he passed the ball over to the pitcher. And all the time, the coach on the other team was hollering, touch the base, touch the plate. And there was the catcher and the pitcher. They had Maples in a perfect rundown between home plate and the dugout. It's great to get on third base, but you need to cross home plate. Old shoeless Joe Jackson, one of the Negro ball players many years ago, was playing in the outfield.